Lesson 52. Exodus chapters 25 through 27 and chapter 30. Introduction. Through the prophet Moses, the Lord commanded the children of Israel to build a tabernacle that would be a sanctuary where the Lord could dwell among his people. He gave detailed instructions for the building of each item that would furnish the tabernacle. Suggestions for teaching. Exodus chapter 25 verses 1 through 9. The Lord instructs the children of Israel to build a sanctuary. Before class, find the statistical report given during the Saturday afternoon session of the most recent April General Conference. You can find this in the most recent May issue of the Ensign or Liahona. Display pictures of temples in front of the class and ask students some questions about temples based on the statistical report. For example, you could ask how many temples were in operation at the end of the previous year, if any temples were recently announced, which temples are under construction, and so forth. Write the following question on the board. How are we blessed by building temples? Invite students to watch for answers to this question as they study Exodus chapters 25 through 27 and chapter 30. You may want to refer to the handout, Moses' and Israel's Experiences with Jehovah at Mount Sinai, and explain to students that after Moses and 73 others ascended the mountain, Moses asked them to remain while he ascended farther up the mountain to speak with the Lord. Invite a student to read Exodus chapter 25, verses 1 through 8 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord commanded the children of Israel to do. Invite students to report what they find. Explain that a sanctuary is a holy place or a place of safety. The Lord wanted the children of Israel to build a tabernacle or sanctuary. In our day, a temple is considered a sanctuary. According to verse 8, why did the Lord command the Israelites to build a tabernacle? What can we learn about modern temples from this verse? Students should identify the following truth. The Lord commands us to build temples so he can dwell among us. Explain that although the tabernacle Moses was commanded to build shared similarities with modern temples, such as priesthood ordinances being performed in both, the tabernacle functioned under the law of Moses and thus differed substantially from modern temples. However, both the ancient tabernacle and modern temples are the house of the Lord, where the Lord's people can feel close to Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. To help students understand the preceding principle about temples, invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder David E. Sorensen of the 70. Ask the class to listen for what it means for the Lord to dwell among us because we build temples. Quote, temples have always symbolized being in the presence of the Lord. There is a closeness to God that comes through consistent worship in the house of the Lord. We can come to know him and feel welcome at home in his house. The simple presence of a temple should serve as a reminder of covenants we have made, the need for integrity, and the fact that God is never far away. End quote. When have you felt close to God because of the temple? How have you or someone you know been blessed by attending the temple and participating in sacred ordinances? Ask a student to read Exodus 25, verse 9 aloud. Explain that the tabernacle Moses was instructed to build was a portable temple. Read aloud the following statement by Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Quote, in order that they would have a centerpiece for their worship and activity, the Lord instructed Moses to build a tabernacle. The tabernacle was a forerunner of the temple, made portable so they could easily carry it with them. End quote. Exodus chapter 25, verses 10 through 22. The Lord reveals details for building the Ark of the Covenant. Explain that the first tabernacle furnishing that Moses was instructed to build was called an ark. Point out the word ark in Exodus 25, verse 10. Ask students to look at Exodus 25, verse 17, footnote A, and learn the meaning of the Hebrew word that was translated as mercy seat or atonement cover. Invite students to read Exodus 25, verses 10 through 21 silently, and draw on a piece of paper what they think the ark may have looked like. You might invite them to work in pairs, with one student reading aloud while the other draws. Before they read, explain that the word testimony, in this case, refers to the covenant and law that Moses would receive from the Lord. The term mercy seat refers to the lid of the ark. And the words cherubim and cherub refer to figures that represent heavenly creatures or beings, in this case, with wings. The word cherubim is the plural form meaning more than one heavenly creature. See Bible Dictionary cherubim. After sufficient time, invite students to display their drawings. Then invite a student to read Exodus chapter 25, verse 22 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for why the ark would be important to Israel. Why would the ark be important to Moses and the children of Israel? Based on what we learned from verse 22, how will the Lord bless us when we worship in the temple? After students respond, write the following truth on the board. When we worship in the temple, the Lord blesses us by communicating His covenants and commandments to us there. Explain that only in temples can we receive some of the ordinances required for our exaltation and learn certain sacred truths about the plan of salvation. Exodus chapter 25, verse 23 through chapter 27, verse 21, and chapter 30. The Lord reveals the pattern for building and furnishing the tabernacle. Show the picture, temple baptismal font. What do you think the 12 oxen around the baptismal font represent? What do you think is the purpose of the symbols used in the temple? Invite students to ponder the possible meaning of the symbolism of the tabernacle as they continue to study Exodus chapters 25 through 27 and chapter 30. On the board, draw only the outline of the tabernacle, in blue, as shown in the accompanying diagram. Please refer to the diagram on the bottom of page 183 of Lesson 52. Explain that in Exodus 26, we read that the Lord commanded Israel to build the tent of the tabernacle with boards and curtains. He also commanded them to make a curtain called a veil to divide the tabernacle into two rooms. On the board, draw and label the veil to create two rooms as shown in the diagram. Then invite a student to read Exodus chapter 26, verses 33 and 34 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the two rooms were called. Note: use the board. Effective use of the board during the lesson can prepare students to learn. It can also invite meaningful participation, especially from those who tend to learn visually. On the board, you can outline the major points or principles of a lesson, diagram a doctrine or event, display maps, draw objects described in the scriptures, develop flowcharts, or do other activities that will enhance learning. What were the two rooms called? Label the holy place and the most holy place as shown in the diagram. Explain that the most holy place is often called the Holy of Holies. Which room was to house the ark? The most holy place. Choose one of the student pictures of the ark and place it in the area of the board labeled the most holy place. Explain that the ark, sometimes called the Ark of the Covenant or Ark of the Testimony, was the central feature of the tabernacle. It was placed in the Holy of Holies, which represented the presence of the Lord. Explain that Exodus 27 verses 9 through 18 contains the Lord's instructions that linen curtains be placed between pillars to create a courtyard with a gate around the tabernacle. Draw the boundary of the outer courtyard on the board. Assign students to read about and draw one of the following items found in the tabernacle. You may want to write this list on the board. Ask them to notice where each item was to be located. They could work in pairs or small groups. The candlestick with seven lamps. Exodus 25 verses 31 through 32 and verses 37 through 40 and chapter 26 verse 35. The table of showbread. Exodus 25 verse 23 and verses 29 through 30. Also chapter 26 verse 35. The altar of sacrifice. Exodus 27 verses 1 through 8 and chapter 30 verse 18. Altar of incense. Exodus chapter 30 verses 1 through 8. the laver, or basin of water, Exodus chapter 30, verses 17 through 21. After sufficient time, invite each student or group to report on the item they studied by showing their drawings and explaining anything they found about the item's purpose and location in the tabernacle. Place one student picture of each item on the diagram on the board in the correct location. You may also want to label each item. Point out that the sacred items of the tabernacle lead from the gate to the most holy place, where the ark is. Explain that these items and the ordinances performed with them were symbolic and were meant to teach Israel how to journey through life back to God. Invite students to suggest aspects of our journey back to God that each item in the tabernacle might represent. Students might suggest the following possible symbolic meanings. If students have difficulty thinking of meanings, consider listing some of the following items on the board and letting students suggest matches between the meanings and the items in the tabernacle. The candlestick with seven lamps, the light of Christ and the Holy Ghost, the table of showbread, the Savior's body, symbol to the symbolic meaning of the sacrament, the altar of sacrifice, giving ourselves completely to God, giving up sin, and relying on the great and last sacrifice of the atonement of Jesus Christ, the altar of incense, prayer, we can approach God through prayer, a laver, or basin of water, cleansing, such as through repentance and baptism. Explain that although temples today look different and operate differently than the tabernacle, they still contain ordinances and symbols that can help us prepare to walk back into the presence of God. How would you summarize what the ordinances and symbols of the temple teach us? After students respond, write the following truth on the board. The ordinances and symbols of the temple teach us how to proceed faithfully through this life and eventually enter God's presence. To help students understand some of the symbolism of the tabernacle, you may want to show the video, The Tabernacle, in which a narrator walks viewers through a representation of how the tabernacle may have appeared. You may want to use this video as a review or in place of students discussing the symbolism of the tabernacle. This video can be found on the Old Testament Visual Resource DVDs or on LDS.org. Ask students to share how the temple has helped them draw closer to their Father in heaven and the Savior. Conclude by encouraging students to think about the symbolism of the ancient tabernacle the next time they attend the temple. You may want to share your testimony of temple worship.